What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This morning, we're feeling great, although, Dom, I got to be honest, as Dom Smith joins us on the River Islands Guest Line, as all guests of 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line, is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop. Dom, tough loss yesterday, man. I mean, tough week in general. After a nice series win, what are the mentals like after a loss like that? And good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on the show. And the guys, you know, had a tough one last night after coming off a pretty good weekend, taking 2 out of 3, you know, in New York against a good ball club, and just being right there again in the game at the end of the game and with a chance to win. I think, you know, the team, we just got to figure out ways to close the door and get these wins. And, you know, everybody knows the sense of urgency that is in the building, and everybody's coming in early every day, putting in the work, whether it's watching film, whether it's, working extra in the weight room or in the training room or just so your mechanics. The guys, they're putting in a lot of work, and you know, we just have to be more consistent to get to where we want to go. So we know we can't afford to, you know, have too many more losses. So we know we got to come out tonight, get back on track, and then win the series tomorrow. So all we can do now is take it one day at a time. You know, we got Pittsburgh tonight, and just really try to finish them off tonight and just build on that momentum.
You know, Dom, ever since you came over to the Giants, you've just been a good ball player. I really enjoy watching you play. You play great defense. You've had some huge clutch hits for this team just in general. But, like, as an L.A. guy, I got to – what's up with the Mac Dre? Because that's my era of music. I'm from the city here, and Mac Dre was, you know, an icon locally. How does an L.A. guy get indoctrinated with Mac Dre?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think, you know, if you really are culturally into the lifestyle like I am. You know, I'm African American. I'm from Compton. So, you know, everybody from Too Short to, you know, EVE, Dr. Dre. We got Snoop out there. We got Sugar Free. I mean, I could go on and on.
Sugar Free? Let's go.
Yeah, I could go on and on. So this is all, you know, music that I grew up listening to on an everyday basis from my dad, from my mom, when we're, you know, cleaning up the house on the weekends, if I'm getting turned up for a travel ball game when I'm a young kid. And the Bay Area, you know, E-40, you know, Too Short, Mac Dre, you know, these great artists were played and they were heavily influenced on our community and our culture. Even though it's from the Bay, it's still California. It's still something that in our culture we really respect, the hyphy movement and everything they've done. So I felt like when I came to San Fran, it was just right to, you know, pay homage, pay respect, and just show y'all my little bit of flavor and understanding of, you know, where I'm at.
So what's the one song right now for you, Dom? And you can say Frisco. It's okay. As a fifth generation native, I'm going to allow you to say it. Frisco is all good. We're all good with saying
Thanks
that.
Thanks for letting him,
What's the song that's in your head right now? Like that? It can be an old one, a new one. What's the one you can't get enough of? Because you sound like someone like myself that there's certain songs that you just play over and over and over again. What's stuck in rotation right now for you?
That's a great one. It changes. It changes a lot, actually. I like to constantly hear new stuff. I've been into a lot of jazz lately. I've been listening to, like, Yusuf Davis. He's, like, a younger, you know, jazz musician, and Tom Minch. They both are pretty cool on the scene. They actually cross over and do some hip-hop stuff. You know, they have a couple songs with some hip-hop artists, so... it's like that old school jazz feel with good beat, some smooth, and then it's just all around great music. But I would say that is something that, you know, I've been listening to every day that's just calming me and making me get into my zone. And then I will say Key Glock and NBA Youngboy did drop a few tapes, Glockavelli, and I think Youngboy's tape was called Massa. And those are two, like, tapes that I've been listening to kind of turn me up right before the game. So, it's, you know, I have a wide range of music from, you know, classical jazz to country.
Okay. We were just talking about the country, Dom. We were just talking about country earlier. Would you rock a cowboy hat? You think you could rock one?
I would. Yeah. It's funny. You know, when we go to Texas and stuff like that, that's like the prime state where guys go and, you know, they get their nice leather boots, they get their really nice cowboy hats. And, you know, and I definitely told my fiance that I need to, you know, dabble into that wear. And she doesn't believe in me, but I believe in myself. I think I could pull it off.
You know, I think you can too. You seem like an old soul in many ways. You got the old Wilson glove, the cream. Yep. I don't know if it's black or brown, dark brown, but the guy who I think has probably got the most eccentric flavor on the team, just from afar, Willy Adames, the purple shoes, the purple Rawlings glove. Does he have the most eccentric music taste too on the team, or is it someone else?
I would say, I mean, he does. Like, Willy is so cultured and he's like tapped in with Latin America. He's tapped in with our culture in America, hip hop. He's into European culture. I mean, he's so just on a different level, I would say, when it comes to experience as far as travel and understanding and high taste. A guy who will surprise you is probably Chappie.
Really?
Chappie, he got a wide range of flavor. You know, he plays the house music some days, he plays the country, and then he'll throw on some slaps, and I'm like, how do you even know these songs? it's pretty fun, you know, when I get in the locker room with these guys and hear their music taste, and they surprise me. They play on some old school Bay Area stuff all the time, and I'm like, how do y'all even know these songs? So it's pretty cool seeing their flavor.
Talking with Dom Smith here, Giants first baseman on the River Islands guest line, Morning Grove, Spadoni and Shasky. Who is like the DJ this year? In the past, it was Brandon Crawford. Yeah. He had his old nickname, DJ BC Raw, all of that. Do you guys have one, or does it shift around?
No, we don't have one right now. It's normally the starting pitcher of the day, so we let them kind of, you know, control the vibe and the energy. We want them to be locked in as possible. But
okay, that's Justin Verlander. I need to know. 42-year-old
Frank Sinatra.
Old man. Is he listening to Frank Sinatra? Is a great one.
Yeah, well, a lot of the starters, you know, they wear their headphones, so we can't hear their music, so... A guy like Verlander, he's locked in, headphones in as soon as he walks in, and he has that tunnel vision, you know, and that's like majority of our starters now. Yeah. Webby, on the other hand, he's going to let loose and play his music and, you know, turn up the guys and get us kind of involved with the pregame festivities. But if nobody's playing music, that's when Chappie will go over there, or Willie, they'll play a wide range of music just to keep everybody kind of into it as far as, you know, it goes, because we have so many different nationalities in that locker room. So we want everybody happy.
Yeah, no, I hear you. So take me back to last night. Like, you're the DH yesterday. Raffy's playing first base, and he's got a couple of plays already this year. He had the really nice backhand dig out up the line on a short hop by Chapman, and then another one he failed to pick. But that's a tough play. You play the position extremely well. Late game, runners on second and third. Like, walk me through the scenario, because in my mind, I'm lying on the couch. I'm thinking, all right, are we going to walk this guy to set up maybe corners in or go infield in so that we have a force play at home? That's a really tough play. You know, Raffy coming in, throwing on the run to Bailey. He's got to put the tag down to end the game. Like, you've played the position a long time. You're extremely cerebral. You know, break down that final inning for me as a first baseman.
I mean, to be honest, Joe, I was actually in the cage getting ready for my next at bat, because, you know, being a DH, you know, you want to stay hot, locked in, ready, and they just tied the game. So my position to come up hit was actually the next inning. I'm in the 10th. So I was in the cage. They do have a small little TV that you could kind of see what's going on. And I did see that it was a ground ball, and they ended up, you know, scoring with infield in. My opinion on it is, you know, you do everything you can to try to make that play. I know that we trust in Randy. Randy is one of the best pitchers in all of baseball. So I think from that perspective, we're thinking that he can probably punch the guy out, and then we can get a ground ball, or he's not going to hit the ball hard enough and we can make a play at the plate. And these plays, these aren't easy plays that Raffy's getting, by no means. And this is a part of the adjustment period of just changing positions. It's everybody goes through this when they change a position. I know when in 2021, when I was with the Mets and I played first every day and I went to left field for the first time. And, yeah, you can just imagine how many mishaps I've had out there. And it took some time for me to really learn and understand, just get that real experience. And the only time you can get that experience is in the game. So I think it's good that he's getting all these different tough plays, because it's just going to make the game that much easier in the future. And you want to have these plays now, because when we get later into the year, when we make this push that we're going to make, and we do get into these playoffs, you know, we want these things to be locked in, and they're only be locked in if we had these experiences in the past. So it's a learning experience, and it's something that, as a team, we had plenty of opportunities yesterday to win that game. I can't just sit here and point it on that ninth inning.
No.
You know, I came up with the bases loaded early in the game, and I struck out, and Junkie ended up bailing me out. But, you know, it was definitely opportunities for us to capitalize and push more runs across the board. So we can't just look at that one play and pin it on that. I think collectively as a team, we just need to be all around better, all around, offensively, defensively, and just closing the door. And that's just pretty much it.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to give our pitchers a little bit more breathing room as well. So that's how I look at the game.
No, I'm with you. Especially the first inning, bases loaded, nobody out, and we only get a couple runs. You're hoping to get three, mm-hmm. four, five, and knock that guy out of that inning. Dom, you reference how you're DHing in the game, and so you're hitting in the cage. You know, Raffy's kind of mm-hmm. talked about it. It's hard, and I was explaining to the boys here, like when you only DH, it's so difficult because you go out into the field, the situations present themselves. You're just thinking about the defensive alignment, or hey, I got to cover here, I got to back throw there, I got to back this throw up, and I think just being a DH is very, very difficult mentally. Maybe just explain to the average fan how much, you know, do you like DHing, number one? And then number two, like, how much easier is it to play in the field and feel like you're contributing while also hitting?
Yeah, you know, if I'm playing the game in the lineup on a big league roster, I'm just very grateful and blessed. So I'm happy to just be here and to contribute. So if I'm DHing on the bench, I'll be the same guy. I'll be happy. But from a mentality standpoint, like you said, when you do DH, it puts more pressure on you to try to produce at the plate, whether that's hit an extra base hit. Sometimes when you walk, you feel like, that wasn't good enough. And if you don't get any hits, then you feel like you weren't a part of the team. So I think, at a sense, it does put an added weight to you to go out and really, you know, hit the ball with authority, hit for extra base hits, hit for power, et cetera. And if you're not doing good for a certain amount of time, then it kind of weighs on your mental state, and it's hard to kind of get out that funk. But now if you're going out and you're playing defense and you can go make a diving play, save a run, you could go throw a guy out at home plate and do these different things to fill a part of the team, now that just gets you from thinking about your next at-bat. And when you do get to your next at-bat, you could just focus on that a little bit more and have more clarity, opposed to everything being cluttered up because the only thing you're thinking about is hitting. So I understand, you know, both sides of it. I think, you know, a guy like Raffy, I mean, he played third base his whole life. So it's hard to just change from playing on the field, being into the game, playing a premier position like that. And now you have four at-bats, five at-bats maybe, and that's it. That's all you're contributing to the team. It could be very tough. So it's an adjustment period for all guys. You know, I don't think any minor leaguer is coming up right now as a true DH. I think DH is a position where when you're going out of the game as an older player, or if you can't play, you know, a position as an older player, that's kind of when they stick you at DH. So I think everybody who's shifted into that role has had an adjustment period, and they've learned different tricks to keep their mind sharp or focused or relaxed so they can go perform. So I think, you know, for me, when I'm in there, I try to keep it simple. It's easier said than done, but just try to do what I can to help the team and not really overthinking. And that's what you can do when you're just strictly DHing.
Great answer. Hey, Dom, greatly appreciate the time this morning.
Yeah,
that was awesome. Good luck today. And
seriously,
hopefully guys get a bounce back win, man.
No, we're going to get a bounce back, and we're gonna keep it going.
Let's go.
Appreciate you guys having me on the show, Joe.
Thank you for coming on, man.
That's Dom Smith, Giants first baseman, former
great
Met,
dude.
And he homered against his former team over the weekend as well.
Dude. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.